Well, in Phoenix, a two-story building serves as a sort of giant ATM for banks across the country. It's one of 28 Federal Reserve centers where regional banks make deposits and withdraws. Christina Estes of Here and Now contributor KJZZ took a tour to see where all that money goes.
At first, it feels like you're going through airport security. But past the main entrance, it starts to feel more like a prison. Beyond bulletproof glass, there's a wall covered with weapons. And getting closer to the cash involves shuffling between thick doors.
I was actually petrified because I was surrounded by so much.
That's Rick remembering his first few weeks receiving bank deposits. We're only using his first name to protect his identity because he works with a lot of money.
When you're, you know, surrounded by so much, it's daunting.
Last year, Phoenix employees processed nearly 670 million bills, or notes, as the Federal Reserve calls them. Abby McLennan manages operations here.
So this is our currency receiving room.
It's where armored trucks deliver bank deposits, and employees perform what they call strap and bundle counts.
So the containers that you see in the room, each container can hold approximately 450 bundles.
A container of ones can add up to 450,000, while a container of 20s can total 9 million. The next step involves a more detailed verification process. Before I can enter the glass-walled room, McLennan calls for a police escort and has me put on an orange vest.
It's just so they can visually recognize you, that you're not part of the team.
Workers like Olivia feed bills into a big machine.
It's going to go through sensors, and the sensor will detect if the currency needs to be shredded, or sometimes we have suspect notes that come out.
Suspect notes could be counterfeit, so they're sent to the Secret Service for investigation. Notes that are shredded are considered unfit. They may be worn or torn, which could make it tough to determine whether they're real. About 50 people work here, along with two non-humans, nicknamed Bonnie and Clyde.
I think Bonnie's the ringleader.
Bonnie and Clyde are automated guided vehicles, and they're the only ones allowed inside the vault. Cranes move up and down, grabbing containers for Bonnie and Clyde to carry to their coworkers. It's not just the sight that can wow you, it's also the scent, especially for workers like Rick, who are constantly surrounded by piles of cash.
It can vary from time to time. It can smell like a casino, smoke. It can smell like a gymnasium, running shoes, or track. It varies, even sometimes like dirt.
When Rick first started his job, he was in awe. That disappeared, though, after about 3 months.
Now it's a recycling operation. Bring it in, get it out.
But that sense of awe returns when you ask Rick to compare new money to notes that are labeled fit, meaning they've been around a while.
New money is crisp, it's clean, it has that sort of smell of sweet ink. It's very, very different than the fit.
You look like you kind of have a crush on new money.
You usually know that new money isn't going to come back for quite some time.
The average lifespan for denominations under 20 is about 5 years. Our biggest bill, the 100, generally lasts the longest, 15 years. For Here and Now, I'm Christina Estes in Phoenix.